Today's world is difficult to recognize. Our experience and advanced analytics help you find the value amidst the volatility. Aon is in the business of better decisions.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 18th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Do you ever wonder when you're booking a flight if it's worth it to pay extra for a little extra legroom? Airlines are putting a premium on more square footage for feet, and they say passengers are up for it.
We're hearing from travel companies that people that didn't go anywhere for 2+ years during the pandemic are ready to splurge. And for some people, that's first class. Other people can't do first class. So this is kind of a step up in between economy and first class.
But not all seats with extra legroom are created equal. Our travel columnist, Dawn Gilbertson, has written a guide for finding the best deals on roomier economy airline seating. We'll talk with her about it after the break.
This episode is brought to you by the Ecolab Science Certified Program. With Ecolab's training and products, businesses can give their staff the tools they need to help maintain a safer and healthier space for their customers. Because better science equals better business. Find out how the Ecolab Science Certified Program can help your establishment achieve a scientific clean by visiting ecolab.com/seal.
If you bought a plane ticket recently, you may have seen seats advertised like Economy Plus or Comfort Plus or Main Cabin Extra. They're a step above reserving a particular seat on the plane, and they're becoming more common across the industry. But if you do decide to shell out for them, what do you actually get for your money? It's not a simple question. Dawn Gilbertson, travel columnist for the Journal, created a guide to help decipher all the different perks. She joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
You booked extra legroom seats on every airline for a hypothetical weekend trip in mid-September. What'd you find? What do extra legroom seats cost?
The prices definitely vary. It depends on the route, of course, the day of the week, et cetera, et cetera. But in general, I found a trip, say, from New York to Charleston, South Carolina on JetBlue. That was probably the cheapest one I found, and it was about $22 to $25 each way for this extra legroom seat. But they definitely go well above $100.
What can you expect to get for that money? Is it just about extra legroom, or are there other perks?
Well, I mean, for many people, obviously, especially, you know, tall people or people that just want comfort or travel a lot, the extra legroom is the big draw for sure. But some airlines offer other perks. Some of these sections offer complimentary alcoholic beverages. Bottom line for travelers is they're not going to get the same perks on every airline.
Which airline did you find was most generous with its added perks, and which one was most stingy?
Let's start with the stingiest, which kind of gave me the idea for this column, and that would be United, which kind of surprised me. But United, I flew from Phoenix to Newark in May, and the extra legroom seat was $120. It was seat 20C. That was not for the ticket, that was for the seat, mind you. And I was really surprised to find that you don't even get early boarding with that price.
Oh.
I was in group 4. And on the way back, I didn't pay for that extra legroom seat, and I was also in group 4. So that surprised me. You know, there were no alcoholic beverages. I mean, I didn't need them, but there were none on this flight. But Delta and American and Alaska, all of them, in addition to offering extra legroom when you pay this price, you get priority boarding. And that means different things on different airlines. But you board earlier than other economy passengers. And you also get complimentary alcoholic beverages if that's important to you.
Do the perks vary by domestic or international flights?
They do in general, regardless of the type of seat, right? A lot of international flights, you get meals in economy, you get complimentary wine and beer, and sometimes spirits in economy. So it really varies. It is the same thing when it comes to the extra legroom seats. I mean, the perks just vary by airline, so people really need to do their homework and do the math.
When you're doing that math about buying extra legroom, does it usually apply to a round-trip flight, or do you have to, excuse the pun here, buy it for each leg of the trip?
Most airlines, you can buy it each way. Delta stands out here in the fact that they sell this as a ticket upgrade. You can buy a regular economy ticket on Delta, or you can buy Delta Comfort. So theirs are priced, at least when you're booking, theirs are priced round-trip. And so the hypothetical flight I checked out in that case, it was an additional $210 round trip.
One and done.
One and done, yes.
We have reported on this show about how travel collapsed during the pandemic and airlines are still working to recover. So how do these extra legroom seats fit in with that picture?
Well, it's more revenue for them, right? And every airline earnings conference call the last few quarters, you know, since travel has surged and rebounded in many cases back to pre-pandemic levels, they've all said there's this huge demand for these quote-unquote premium seats. So it's obviously helping their revenue picture for sure. We're hearing from travel companies that people that didn't go anywhere for 2+ years during the pandemic are ready to splurge. And for some people, that's first class. Other people can't do first class. So this is kind of a step up in between economy and first class.
An affordable luxury. Dawn, a final question for you. If my ticket's canceled and I bought those extra legroom seats, will I get extra legroom on the new flight?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. It depends on whether those seats are available. I've heard from a lot of travelers who talk about the issues trying to get a refund for these seats for whatever reason, whether the airline cancels it or they change their flight. So that's another area where travelers definitely need to read the fine print.
Dawn Gilbertson, Wall Street Journal travel columnist. Dawn, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Daniela Cheslow for the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.